I Steer My Brain. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I steer my brain. Who would ever think of steering their brain? How do we go about steering our brain? How do we make our brain be more effective for us? How do we make our brain work the way we want it to work? How do we steer our brain? Well, we steer our brain by every thought we think. Now, when we listen to the news broadcasts on television or radio or whatever, when we listen to these news broadcasts, we are listening to someone else's point of view of what's going on in the world. Usually it's telling of some great advent event that's taking place, not necessarily a beneficial one. And as we listen to that, do we say to ourselves immediately, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. Do we say immediately whenever we hear any untoward experience, any undesirable experience, and anything that's happening that's not to the benefit of the people to whom it's happening, do we say, all is in divine order? Do we say, this is a beautiful world? I have created a beautiful world. This is the world of my creation. All is in divine order. Immediately, when we hear any event that's taking place which is not beneficial, do we immediately say, all is in divine order? And the response is no. We don't steer our brain into thinking all is in divine order. We listen to the event, we listen to all of the news reports, and we think to ourselves, one judgment or another, how terrible, how sad, how unfortunate. And as we think these thoughts, we are embellishing the event. We are empowering the event to be even more difficult. We say, if there's this event happens, then this event is sure to take place next. It's just that way. It always works that way. When this event happens, then this event happens. And these events are negative and not very good. Well, why? Why? All because you, and all because I, did not immediately say all is in divine order and mean it. And visualize all in divine order. Visualize all that's going on in that particular place or in that particular experience. All is in divine order. Aha. You say that's not very easy to do when the appearances are there, when the illusion is there. All right, let me tell you a negative story. And this negative story is absolutely not true. But I'm a good storyteller, so I tell this negative story. And I tell it, well, Herb, why don't you give an illustration and tell it? Not on your tintype. So I tell this negative story, and I tell it very beautifully, very charmingly, very convincingly, and you believe me. And you say, God, did you know this? Did you know that? Yeah, yeah. Gossip. Did you know this? Did you know that? Did you know this took place? That took place? Not even gossip. It's an out-and-out lie. And so you spread it around, and other people say, wow, that's terrible. Oh, that's sad. And all empowering something that never did take place. And all because a good storyteller told the story. Well, our world is a good storyteller. Our world has a tendency to tell stories about things that are really not true. The appearance may be that the person is not going to live because of an illness, and then something comes along, a healing doctor, a healing medicine, a healing practitioner, or a healing thought in the person's mind itself, or in the people around that person, who say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And that person makes a miraculous recovery, a total remission of the problem, and a miraculous recovery. Wow, what a great thing, a miraculous recovery. Oh boy, oh boy. That could happen every single moment of our life if we learn how to steer our brain. I learned to steer my brain by thinking positive, beautiful thoughts about my world, about my experiences, about my daily experiences, about my every moment experience. I sit down at a meal and I say, this is a good meal. This is a beautiful meal. It's wonderful. Now, there may be in some things in that meal that are not as good as I'd like them, but I call it good. So if I'm going to eat it, if I'm going to partake of that, it's going to be good. I am not going to dwell on the less than good aspect of it. Not at all. If I'm served something and it is less than perfect, I can say, thank you very much. I don't feel like it right now. And I don't have to eat it. I don't have to say, it's terrible. That's a miserable thing that you've whomped up there, that you've cooked up. That's terrible. We empower the very thing that we don't want to experience. We empower the very thing we don't want to experience. Now, why do we do that? Why do we do that? Why do we go out and say things in a negative way and steer our brain into thinking of something being not its ideal? My goodness. We have that power with our brain. We have that power with our thinking system to think everything is good and very good, to think all things are beautiful, all things are whole, all things are magnificent, all things are wonderful, all things are whole and perfect. Wow. Yes. Think of that. And as you think of that, think of the results. What wonderful results will be happening? What magnificent results will be taking place when we steer our brain in the direction we want our thoughts to go, we want our experiences to go, we want our life to go, we want to go ourselves. It's our choice. It's always our choice. It's not somebody else's choice. If we want to look at something, I say to the staff here at the monastery every morning, good morning, how was your evening? What wonderful things did you think about last night? And so, and then I say to someone else, well, what are we having for breakfast? Well, it's the same old thing. Well, that's great. I don't think of it as the same old thing. I think of it as wonderful fried eggs. I think it is wonderful toast. I think it is wonderful everything that I get. And it is wonderful. And I eat it with great relish. And I always share a little bit of everything that I eat so that my dog can have a taste of what I'm eating. Now, I probably shouldn't do that, but I like to do it. And he's my dog, and that's my world, and he's happy, and I'm happy. And we're happy together. And he'll live as long as he'll live as a happy dog, and I'll live as long as I'll live as a happy man. And we'll be happy together. I live in my happy world. I live by whatever it is I steer my brain to think about. Just that simple. Just that wonderful, just that fantastic, just that glorious, just that beautiful, just that magnificent. Yes, and I do it all the time. Now, I do it for one reason. I do it because that's where my thought is, not where I want it to be. That's where my thought is. My thought is upon the good in this world, upon the right in this world, upon the happiness in this world, upon the truth in this world. I don't have to go anywhere, to be anywhere, to do anything, to express how I feel about myself. I just be myself. I just be myself and enjoy myself and live who I am. And all is in divine order. Now, there are other people who are trying to have things happen, trying to make things happen, and bless their heart, they're doing what they feel is good. And I say, all is in divine order. I say, I am a happy person. I say, I live in a happy world. I steer my brain into that area of beauty and goodness. If I am driving my car on the racetrack, and I am racing with a bunch of cars, I see the way open before me. I see my path clear and beautiful. I see my car in perfect condition. I see my driving skill at maximum. I see everything beautiful. Now, the thought might come to my mind, if my track is always open before me, and there's no competition, I just zip right through there and just wipe everybody else out of my thought, and I am the only one on the track. What sort of a race is this for the people to watch? I want the people to watch the race because that's what it's all about. I would like playing the game. So what I do, I just keep my nose ahead of the rest of the crowd. I keep my nose out in the open, and I keep myself clear. It's a little more exciting, but not quite as exciting as if I'd come up from behind or cut in and cut out or swoop around. But I am an ideal driver, and I steer my brain to have ideal thoughts about my driving. And if I am going to see my way clear and open before me, that's the way it's going to be. True, it isn't as exciting as some people might like to have it, but my game is not to please other people. I steer my brain to accomplish what I want to accomplish. The Olympic swimmer does not swim in competition. He does not swim as a team. He swims as an individual. The track star runs as an individual. The golfer plays as an individual. All these individual sports, they're the ones that are fantastic. Now, the team sports are good, too. And when you play in a basketball or football team or anything of that nature, you work together as a group. You play to each other, you serve each other, and you run and you make points and do all the things that teams do. And then you see your team as a smooth running thing, like the Boston Globetrotters. Remember them? They would dance across the floor, and they would be so precise. They'd be such a beautiful instrument of perfection that they would go across the floor as though there were no other team trying to oppose them, that there was no opposition, even though they were very much there. But they just walked around them. They just walked through them. They were untouched. And they made their baskets, and they did their game so beautifully as a team. Now, we all can steer our brain however we wish. And when we steer our brain, we are accomplishing great and wonderful events. And we can look at ourselves and say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And keep saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am happy, I am healthy, I like me, I like me. We keep saying these things. We steer our brain into the level, into the awareness of what it is that is the most important thing on earth for us. And the most important thing on earth for us is to be ourselves and have fun. How can I be myself and have fun? Well, I steer my brain to thinking, I am doing all the things that delight me, all the things that thrill me, all the things that uplift me, all the things that bring happiness to my heart and soul. I think all those things. I steer my thinking in all ways, all the time, to my highest and best. And as I steer my thought to my highest and best, I experience it. As I steer my thinking to my highest and best, as I have every single thought that enters my consciousness, be a thought of love, be a thought of goodness, be a thought of wonder, of magic, then that's what I have. That's what I am. That's what I experience. And it's a wonderful thing to experience because there's nothing in competition with that. There's nothing in competition with the divine that I am. There's nothing in competition with the magic that I am. I steer my brain just as though I were driving my brain as a car. I turn the wheel this way or that way. I turn my attention to that which is beautiful and good. I turn my thoughts to always knowing I have adequate fuel, or not adequate fuel, I have fuel, pure and simple. Not a lot, not a little, I have fuel, and the fuel is always there. I'm not judging the fuel as being half empty or half full, it's just fuel that's always there. My bearings are always perfectly oiled, perfectly greased. Everything about my car functions in its ideal pattern. It doesn't matter whether my car is 5 minutes old or 10 minutes old. It's an ideal car, functioning in its ideal pattern, doing that which I ask of it. I steer my brain because my brain responds in any way that I ask of it. My brain fulfills any purpose that I put forth before it. My brain just acts upon my thought instantly and says, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I like that too. Let's go swimming. Yep, we're in the pool. Let's go out for a walk. Yep, we're out in the walk. Let's look at the trees. Oh, they're so beautiful. Let's walk in the park and see the flowers. Oh, that's so beautiful. Let's talk to our neighbors and share our love with them. Oh, unconditionally loving them is so much fun. We steer our brain to that. Now, could our neighbor ever bring up any subject that was inharmonious with our beautiful beingness? Not at all. Could anything be brought up in our consciousness that was contrary to our highest and best, to the ideal, to that which is our highest and best, the ideal? Not at all. As long as I am steering my brain, I steer my brain into its pathway of goodness and truth. I steer my brain into where I want to go. It's not a matter that people tell me things that are not nice. There are no people in my world that know not nice things that can tell me not nice things. Because only in my world are people who know nice things and tell me nice things. Oh, Herb, come on now. Yes, I steer my brain to that area. If I'm a mathematician, I usually surround myself with mathematicians. If I'm a gardener, I surround myself with people who are gardeners. If I'm a lover, I usually surround myself with people who are lovers, who delight in life, who love the people they're with, who are just the happiest, most joyful, fulfilled people who have steered their brains in the most beautiful direction that anyone could ever imagine. And it's all done by choice. It's all done by the idea that this is what I want to do. This is where I want to go. This is how I want to be. We steer our brain. We steer our brain with our thought. We steer our brain with our thinking. We steer our brain with our looking. What do we see? Do we see that which is beautiful and pure and good and wonderful? Then that's who we are. Do we steer our brain with our talking? Do we talk about those things that are beautiful, good, and magnificent at all times? Ho, 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 we sure do. Do we fill our mind and our hearts and our soul with all that is good and beautiful? Oh, yes. This is what it means to steer my brain. I am in charge. I am the chauffeur of my brain. I am the chauffeur of my brain. I steer my brain in the pathways. I am a professional chauffeur. I drive my brain as though I know what I am doing. I drive my brain as though I have my chauffeur's license that says, you are a professional. Yeah, how about that? Sounds pretty nice, doesn't it? I am a professional chauffeur of my brain. I steer my brain, I drive my brain, I direct my brain in all the ways of peace and pleasantness. I drive my brain in the pathways of joy and beauty. I drive my brain to the areas of delight. Wherever I go, everything is lovely and beautiful. Everything is something just to behold. And I am there. And I am the chauffeur of my brain, directing my brain to go wherever I choose it to go and experience whatever I choose it to experience. And as I do that, my brain says, yes, 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 that's for me. Oh, yes, that's for me. I like that. I like going on smooth roads. I like going down lovely mountains and up lovely hills and by the seaside. I love being everywhere that is good and beautiful. And wherever I am, there is a beautiful breeze blowing. Wherever I am, the sun is shining at just the perfect temperature. Wherever I am, people are all happy. Wherever I am, I steer myself into places where people are always happy. And I am one of those wonderful, always happy people. I live in that happiness. I live in that fullness, in that radiance, in that delight. That's who I am. That's exactly who I am. Yes, that's exactly who I am. Wherever I have my thoughts, wherever I have my thinking, wherever I am, that's who I am. Whenever I dream, that's who I am. Whatever I desire for myself, that's who I am. There's nothing else in this world except the fact that I am divine, that I am wonderful. I steer my brain in that pathway. I steer my brain consciously in that pathway. I steer my brain specifically, definitely, realistically in that pathway. And nothing else takes place except where I steer my brain and how I steer my brain. I got that choice. I got that choice. All is in divine order? Yep. That's where I'm steering my brain. All is peace, harmony, love? Yep, that's where I steer my brain. All is unconditional love? Oh, yes, I love that, I love that. That's where I steer my brain. That's where I steer my brain. Oh boy, yes, I do. All is beautiful. All is good. Every person in my life is a living expression of all that is beautiful and good. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Everything that I do is the fulfillment of everything that I am. For I am that I am, and I am that right now. I am wonderful, I am positive, I am truthful, I am beautiful, I am loving, I am good. I am that I am. I steer my brain, sure. Mm-hmm. Do you steer your brain? Sure you do. When you steer your brain, do you steer your brain in a joyful, positive, beautiful way? Yes, you do. Do you ever have any negative thoughts in your brain? You're asking me if you have negative thoughts in your brain? Don't worry about that. You have no negative thoughts in your brain when you're in my thinking. So long as I think about you, you have the most beautiful, positive, joyful thoughts that could ever be. But I've got a right to think whatever I want to think. Hey, in my brain, in my attitude, in my life, in my experience, you are all that is good and beautiful. But what if I'm thinking negative thoughts? You can't. You may think you're thinking them, but you can't, because in my presence, no one can think a negative thought. In my presence, everyone wants that which is for my highest and best. And for my highest and best, my brain steers, I steer my brain. I'm the chauffeur, you know. I steer my brain into what is beautiful and good and glorious and fantastic right now. I know that. I know that because that's who I am. I know that because that's all I am. I know that because that's where I am. Now, are you with me? Are you ready to be the chauffeur of your brain? You are, you know. Always have been, always will be. So, join me now and claim that as the truth about you. and know with all my heart I say to you, I love you. I love you. I love you.